An exhibition by artist Rina Banerjee encourages us to look at ourselves and our world in new ways. Rina Banerjee, Make Me a Summary of the World, features works by the artist who was born in India, lived for a time in the United Kingdom, and now in the U.S. The works are showing at the Frist Art Museum in Nashville, Tennessee. Mark Scala, chief curator at the Frist, describes Banerjee's work as beautiful and making use of many different objects.
She puts together feathers and glass vials and cowrie shells and all sorts of imported goods from around the world, and she puts them together in sculptures and installations that are about the history and the story of the world. So when you look at some material, when you look at an object, you think about where that object came from and what is the story of its arrival and how did people use it. And so each element of her work actually has a correspondence with human history.
Besides beauty, Scala says there's a fierceness about Banerjee's work.
Rina is an artist who addresses historical inequities, who brings up issues of colonialism, of racial injustice, of gender injustice, and it's all there. It's all in this beautiful surroundings, and so you're lured into an appreciation of materials and how wonderfully built they are and how wonderfully conceived they are. But then you start to realize, okay, well, this is about something that's really oftentimes very dark, a dark part of human history. And so you're balancing the question of beauty or the relationship between beauty and truth.
Despite many of the serious issues addressed in Banerjee's art, Scala sees reason for optimism in it.
It's not really just about bad stuff. What Rina is able to do, and what I think great art is always able to do, is to insert enough question, enough ambiguity, and to say, yeah, humanity's relationship with nature has been and continues to be problematic. You know, we continue to pollute. But at the same time, we realize that we're a part of nature. And there is value in seeing ourselves as being more closely integrated with nature. So there's always kind of a plus and a minus, a direction that we can choose and we will choose. You know, Rina is not an artist who tells us what to think.
Works of art generally have shorter titles. For example, Hailing the Fairy, The Last Supper, Christina's World, or Dogs Playing Cards. Many of Banerjee's pieces have longer titles. Here's one. Flourish Me Different and Wind and Drift and Breezes Set Sail Always in Motion and Mindful Adaptation and Not Yet Surtled Fertile Selection and Open Folds and Ceaseless Creases in Remote Reaches This Was Wrinkled and Snagged, Touched, Stopped with What Nature Teaches Came to Shed Peel So These Layers As Evolution Loosens Makes Us Each Time, Every Time, This a Tiny Bit Different. Yes, that's just one title. Scala explains.
She's really interested in how the English language has been twisted, interpreted, misused, purposefully, sometimes not purposefully, in English colonies, like in India where she was born, or in South Africa, or places like that, and how sometimes these words have different associations than what they traditionally have. And so she puts words and phrases together almost as if they're found objects. And that's what a poet does. A poet takes a phrase and then puts another phrase next to it and doesn't tell you necessarily exactly what the relationship is. It's not prose. You know, it's not this clear, linear idea. It's symbolic. It is open-ended. And it requires the reader to make some free associations, to associate with the language that she uses.
Rina Banerjee, Make Me a Summary of the World, is at the Frist Art Museum through January 10th, 2021. Details can be found at fristartmuseum.org, fristartmuseum.org. Paul Ladd, Nashville.